Hi, and welcome to The Raised Eyebrow. I am your host, Dave McDowell. This is the writings, confessions, and opinions of an outspoken and confused Christian American cynic. Yesterday, we talked a little bit about belief versus reality, and today we're going to talk about Calvinism. Calvinism forms at the heart of what Reformed theology actually is. And also, as you work your way through the points of Calvinism, you can actually share what evangelical Christians call the plan of salvation. Now, the points of Calvinism, although Calvin never actually came up with this himself, form the acronym TULIP. And the T in TULIP stands for total depravity. That's what we're going to be talking about today. The U in TULIP stands for unconditional election. The L stands for limited atonement. And the I stands for irresistible grace, the P for perseverance of the saints. Like I said, today we're going to be talking about the issue of total depravity. Now, I'm in the process right now of writing a document I call Extreme Makeover Theology Edition. And one of these things is just kind of basing it off of my observations of the show Extreme Makeover Home Edition, which I'm a big fan of. I think it's a great show. I love watching all the designers get together, and they usually tear this house down and rebuild it within 7 days. But the question that often comes to my mind as I watch this is, how can, and I know these are the questions other people are asking too, how can someone who does so good in the Christian faith, in the eyes of the Christian faith, I should say, still go to hell? Now, the issue lies at part of the heart of total depravity. Now, first of all, let's explain what total depravity is. What total depravity is, according to the Westminster Confession, which is a confession, a document that basically states a lot of the basics of Christianity, it says, "Man, by his fall into a state of sin, hath wholly lost all ability of will to any spiritual good accompanying salvation. So as a natural man, being altogether averse from good and dead in sin, is not able by his own strength to convert himself or to prepare himself thereunto." Now let's pick that statement apart a little bit. Man, by his fall into a state of sin. The Bible is clear, and I believe it's in one of the Pauline epistles. The actual reference escapes me. But it is the doctrine of original sin, that sin was imputed to us through the line of Adam. Because Adam, who was the first ever human being ever, the man created by God himself, because he fell into sin, he plunged the whole entire human race into sin. So man, by his fall into a state of sin, hath wholly lost all ability of will, and that's an important word, to any spiritual good accompanying salvation. In other words, man has lost the ability to choose God. Now, a lot of people go, huh? What does that mean? You know, don't people choose to come into Christianity? Well, yes, they do. The man has wholly lost all ability of will to any spiritual good accompanying salvation. Now, we also need to stop there and explain something else. That doesn't mean that man is absolutely as horrible as he can be. That term would be called absolute depravity. It doesn't mean that man will always choose evil over good. It means that the majority of time, man will. That is the doctrine of total depravity. So, when you look at shows like Extreme Makeover Home Edition, I'm pretty sure that probably most of the people on there are not Christians. That doesn't mean that what they're doing is not good. They're doing a lot of good for a really sad situation for a family. But what it does mean is that the good that they do is not going to allow them to get to heaven. And here's why. Because God's standard is not good versus bad, as some people would like you to think. Some people would like you to think you stand in front of God and he says, okay, you did more good works than you did bad, so therefore you're going to heaven. That's not how it works. God's standard is holiness. He says, be ye perfect as I am perfect. So if we fall short at all of that goal of holiness, we are condemned to a sinner's hell. That's all the time I have right now. I'm squeezing all this in the last few seconds. Email me, davemcdowell@charter.net. Check out my blog at www.davemcdowell.blogspot.com. Check me out on openpodcast.org. I'm out of here. See ya.